This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 83 for Thursday, September 29th. I'm Adam Pilashotti. The ice futures canola market is double digits higher on Thursday morning, largely due to strength in vegetable oils. Rain is forecast for much of Alberta today, with high temperatures in the low 20 degrees Celsius range. Meanwhile, in Saskatchewan, the mercury is expected to reach the high 20s with sunny skies. Southern Manitoba will have clear skies and temperatures in the low 20s. Crude oil prices are practically unchanged this morning as potential production cuts by OPEC are weighed against the global outlook of declining demand. Chicago soy oil is higher to start the day, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The latter is coming off its lowest price in more than a year. The Canadian dollar is showing little direction, only down one-tenth of a United States cent. The November canola contract is up $10.30 per ton at $848.80. In the U.S., soybeans are showing strength this morning, while corn and wheat are undergoing slight declines. As the corn harvest ramps up in the U.S., corn prices are only slightly lower, being pulled in opposite directions from wheat and soybeans. Corn use for ethanol production continues to decline, with the USDA reporting 855,000 barrels per day for the previous week, the lowest total since February 2021. However, the war in Ukraine and a reduced corn crop in Europe are providing support to prices. The December corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.70. Healthy crush margins and higher soy oil prices are supporting soybean prices on Thursday as the U.S. harvest continues. This morning, the USDA reported export sales last week at 1.003 million bushels, above pre-report expectations. U.S. soybean export sales are already ahead of last year's pace. The November soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.11. Wheat prices are lower to start the day, as the U.S. dollar eases upwards and last week's export sales totaled a middling 279,800 tons. However, winter wheat planting in Ukraine is very difficult, while planting in the southern U.S. plains are facing dry soil. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.90. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.62. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.67. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, September 29th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pilashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.